Blog Talk Radio.
Down for me.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Boris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. It's always an honor to come into your homes. Amen. Again, to speak words of encouragement, to preach the gospel, to listen to music. Amen. And to do literally what the will of the God that we serve tell us to do. I want to speak to you today, amen, in reference to entity in my ministry, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for giving me this in 2005, amen. It is a non-profit functioning that's incorporated into my ministry. My ministry is International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries, and this entity is the Association for Christian Believers. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we are coming to Jesus as a living stone, rejected indeed by man, but chosen by God and precious. You also, a living stone, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Psalms, you can read 144 and Isaiah 49. Father, before we even go into the topic, amen, today, I just want to thank you and give you glory. Amen, all the honor and all the praise. Amen, because I know that God, when you set forth something, amen, and it tarries, the vision tarries for a while, there is an appointed time for it to be released. So I'm doing what you have appointed me for my ministry, amen, and asking that you would literally move by your spirit, amen, and begin to present those things, amen, as needed for the body of Christ. Now I give you praise, all the honor and all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask that you would continue to move by your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. My God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can go to Ephesians, amen, 4. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in ye all. But unto every one of us is given grace. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. We're no longer in captivity, saints. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things, that he might fill. Amen. I don't know what portion of the ministry was cut off, but amen. I'm going to try to recap as much as I can. Amen. I don't know what's wrong with the phones today, but I've been having problems with my phone. It is a nonprofit entity of International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries, and I am Pentecostal. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I told you about, I don't know if you understood what was going on as far as my testimony was concerned, but my husband had shot my brother in the head with a 30-30 deer rifle. And that was brought me and my husband, my brother and myself into salvation. Amen. After I was saved, amen, thank you, Jesus, in 1985, amen, I became an evangelist, amen, and I would evangelize the word, amen. And then in 19, praise God, thank you, Jesus, amen, 89, I was licensed to preach, amen. And then in 1994, amen, I got my certificate of incorporations, amen, amen, and my 501c3 in 1997, amen. And I pastored a church, and I told, I was saying earlier how the enemy stepped in through my son's witchcraft on me, and I ended up closing the church. But anyway, I will talk more on this and try to recap what I was trying to say today. And hopefully the phone lines won't mess up. Amen. On the next segment, I think it's week after next. But anyone that want to partake in this organization, in this corporation, it is an entity to International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. It's help you build your ministry up. Those that have been rejected by these pastors and teachers and evangelists, amen, those that have been rejected by family members, and it is there to build you up, support you, and help, amen, encourage you, and continue to allow your vision to be developed. So week after next, we'll come back again, and I'll begin to explain to you what the organization is all about and that it is incorporated into International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. And if you want to become a member, you're more than welcome. You can email me. And send you some forms, or you can send your address to me, and I'll mail you some forms and a booklet to the entirety of the structure of the association itself. And I just praise God because I'm excited. This is on the move, and it's going to help a lot of people that need to be licensed, that pastors and evangelists and apostles and bishops don't want a license because they think they can take the church and do what they want to do with it when the Bible clearly says it's not their church. So we will be able to license you, those that amen, give us permission to license. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And once you license, you are set free. You're not, you don't have to be a part of my ministry or any of them that will be on the board of directors, amen, to be licensed. The only thing that you have to do is live holy because you're going to have to give an account for that. And the only reason why we have license in the earth realm is to give permission. License literally means to give permission for one to speak, amen. When Jesus went into the temple, amen, he picked up the word, amen, that scroll, and he began to read up on it the Spirit of the Lord. And he was given license to speak, amen, verbally license to speak. Today, amen, we have to use papers to go into churches and various other entities. But if I license you, you can go on about your business, and it's going to be up to you whether the mistake that you make will be seen by God, or he will forgive you for it or chastise you for it, however it is. But it'll be in your hand. I will not hold you to my ministry because I licensed you. Because God told me to call laborers into the vineyard and not to hold them back. And that's what we've been doing. We want to go in protocol. We're going to go in all our little high echelons and all our little cliques and all our little friendships when the body is needing. God told me, amen, thank you, Jesus. We need to call those laborers forth. Help them, assist them, teach them, and train them how to, amen, maintain and be a part, amen, of his body. Because, amen, there's a harvest. And he need laborers to get in there and do the will of God. So week after next, I will begin to break it down in more detail about the association. God bless you and have a wonderful day. I'm sorry the phone cut off, but amen. We in warfare, but we have victory. God bless you.